Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help entrepreneurs creatively repurpose their content into multiple forms, including video across all social platforms, so they can get that online presence and be seen and heard. So I'm super excited to introduce Krista Bybee. Now, Krista is a freelance social media strategist and copywriter with a love for creating video content. She works with female entrepreneurs to create and execute organic social media strategies to boost visibility and build a community of engaged followers. She loves researching trending TikToks and Reels, writing click-worthy emails, and testing how many tabs she can have open on her laptop at once. And when she's not working, Krista enjoys spending time with her husband and two young daughters watching football or playing games. Well, welcome, Krista. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah. And, you know, I just love how you're helping women entrepreneurs get their businesses seen and heard on social media, which is not an easy thing. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yes, I'm so excited to share with your audience today.
And, you know, top of mind question for me, Krista, is always exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own business?
Well, you know, for me, it was whenever I had my youngest daughter. I knew that I didn't want to go back to work full time outside of the home. I didn't want to be working 8 hours a day driving. At that time, I was driving almost an hour one way to work. And so I just wanted to find something that allowed me more freedom and flexibility.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And obviously, you have a real talent for the whole social media opportunity. There we go. Because for some of us, social media is one of those things that really zaps a lot of time. So yeah, that's really great. I love hearing how you found a way to do what you love and stay with your daughter and be present with all of her adventures as she's growing, continuing to grow. And obviously TikToks and Reels are something that tap into your creative energy as well. So this brings a lot of fulfillment for you. So how long have you had your own business, and has your, you know, mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yeah, so I started my business almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And, I would say that overall my vision has remained the same. But as you probably know, being in business, sometimes the smaller levers, you know, might have evolved over time, and how we get to where we want to be has changed. So the who I serve and the how I serve has changed a little bit as I've learned more about what I'm good at, who I enjoy working with, and what I want my business to look like.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's the beauty of being your own boss, right? You can evolve and fine tune that so that you're really creating a business you love. So yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Definitely some imposter syndrome and self-doubt, especially when it comes to money. It's hard to put a price on your services, you know, when you're an online service provider like myself, especially when you're working with other online service providers who are constantly telling you to charge your worth while at the same time trying to tell you that your services are too expensive.
Yeah, that's frustrating and confusing. So yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. The inner game always plays a big role when, as soon as we decide to go into business for ourselves, it's like, whoa, where are all these little voices coming from? So, well, can you share maybe a little, you know, insight as to how you overcame, you know, some of those self-doubts when you started your own business were kind of, you know, forcing you to maybe rethink, you know, your strategy? Or can you share a little bit about how you process through that?
Well, I've definitely invested in a tremendous mentor who is constantly pouring into me and to the rest of the people in my mastermind group. We're always working on our mindset. So it's something that I'm continuing to work on and grow. And, you know, it's something that I think that all business owners have to constantly evolve and to work through is how can we get better? How can we do better? Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I'm still working through. And, I'm sure that it's something that I'll continue to work on.
Right. Yeah. It is a journey, the evolution. And it, I don't know that it's ever done. So yeah, I love that you've found a mentor that you really resonate with. So that's powerful. And, you know, Christy, you're obviously an expert at helping women, you know, demystify the whole social media marketing thing, as well as writing emails that get opened. But, you know, I'm curious here, how do you feel about the client enrollment, you know, or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations now with, you know, yet with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, as I mentioned, you know, pricing has been an issue. There are obviously clients who can see the value that social media provides for their business, and having someone who can come in and look at their overall social media presence and strategy, and they can see the value. But then there are others who look at it as, you know, well, I can do this myself. Why do I need to pay you, you know, X amount of dollars to do this? Mm-hmm. And so what I'm learning is to just let go of the outcome whenever it comes to getting on a discovery call or a sales call with a prospect. Mm-hmm. And if it's meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, then it just leaves room for the right client to come along at the right time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, that's a great mindset. And it's interesting because, well, and I'll say this first off, that you're not alone in the whole struggle around working with potential clients and conveying the value of your work. So, you know, that's definitely one of those tricky things. And it really comes down to skills that need to be acquired. You know, we aren't all born with all the skills to grow a business. Obviously, if we were, then everybody would be in business for themselves. But I'd be happy to provide you with a little insight around how to really convey more value to those ideal potential clients, if you'd like.
Yes, I'm happy to hear any advice that you have.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's interesting. There's two prongs here, really. One is, and you were kind of leading to this when you were talking about just becoming detached a little more, but the first thing that's always critical is to ensure that you really are attracting those ideal potential clients that are, you know, not the total do-it-yourselfers that are just on a quest for free tips and tricks. The people that you are attracting into, you know, your discovery conversations are those who do value expertise, you know, and they do understand the difference between going through the learning curve to trying to figure it out themselves versus understanding the value of an expert. So that's the first prong, is creating the right messaging that does attract your ideal client, potential client. And then the second is, you know, it's very interesting because during that discovery conversation, and of course you and I haven't chatted about this in any sort of depth, but one of the things that's really effective is to have very intentional questions during that discovery conversation that allow you to illuminate within your potential client all the things that they really don't know about the work that you're doing. In other words, about getting found, seen, heard on social media, repurposing content in a way that's engaging and not just boring or unprofessional, or creating email copy that does get the clicks, does get the opens, you know. And so in the discovery questions, being really intentional and thoughtful about leading that part of it, of the conversation, so that you are helping the potential client understand the degree of complexity and all that they don't really know. Because sometimes, well, oftentimes we don't know what we don't know, right? And ignorance is bliss. And we think, I've got this. How many times have you tackled a project? Think, how hard could this be? You know, and a quarter of the way you're through, you're like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? You know, it's a frequent thing. So helping your potential client really understand the complexities and what they really don't understand allows you to present an offer in a way that has them fully understanding the value of the work you do. So hopefully that provides some insight for you on those two different levels.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Chris, I'm so curious here in terms of, you know, this increase of people jumping into business for themselves because of the pandemic. You know, the pandemic has been going on now for what, almost 2 years? I mean, I shouldn't put that out there, right? But it just seems to keep going on and on. I thought for sure we'd be done with it by now. But, you know, it's created this wake-up call for so many people, not only in terms of health, but in terms of, you know, their profession. And there's been a lot of people that have jumped into business on their own, you know, for themselves. And of course, social media is one of those places where it's important to get your business out there in a way that creates that market presence. And, you know, but yet there's a lot of complexity, obviously, like we were just talking. So I'm curious, has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Well, as you mentioned, obviously social media is critical to business. And with the way that marketing is evolving, you know, especially on social media is transitioning more towards the short form video content. That's what people are responding to. That's what's getting more engagement and getting more views. And that's what the platforms are really pushing. You know, TikTok is the lead now. And that's what everyone's trying to follow, is this TikTok trend of short form videos. And so it's definitely showing us that this is what businesses need to be creating. We need more short form video content, more engaging content to get your messaging across to the people that you serve. Right. Really, you know, providing value first in different ways. You know, before, In the older days, you know, we had commercials and, you know, advertisements and going door to door for businesses and things like that. And now, you know, especially because of the pandemic, we can't do as much of those things. And so we're really relying on things like social media and having an email list to really sell our services and our products.
Right. Yeah. Well, there has been a huge shift. And it's just amazing how TikTok has really boosted its presence in, you know, the whole social media scene. It was Instagram was the front leader, you know, well, Facebook, obviously, and then now TikTok is just really on fire. So yeah, well, Krista, how do you work with female entrepreneurs who want to finally boost their social media visibility and, you know, build a community of engaged followers as well as write engaging email copy? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Yeah. So first what we do, you know, during the discovery call, obviously I learn a little bit more about, your business and kind of your goals and what you're wanting to achieve. And then from there, I like to do some market research. I like to see what's trending in your market, in your industry, and what others are doing, what's working for them. And then I come up with a strategy for each social media platform. So as you know, TikTok is where the trends start, but what works on TikTok doesn't necessarily work on all the platforms. Mm-hmm. And each business is a little bit different and their audience is going to be different. And so I come up with a strategy that's customized to each business and each entrepreneur. And we do that. And then I give them the content ideas. You know, if we're doing videos for Reels or for TikTok, I'll give them the content ideas for them to film. And then they send it to me for editing and posting. Nice. And so I pretty much handle all of the back end side of things, and they just need to show up in front of the camera.
Nice. Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. So you really take a lot of that work off their shoulders, because editing and posting is huge. That's a time consumer right there. So, and providing just some insights in terms of what strategies would work best for their business on the various platforms. So yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you do?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at CBybee Virtual Solutions or on TikTok at CBybee VA. Follow me along and come get some tips on how to be seen on TikTok and Instagram.
Okay, fantastic. So that's Instagram. Your handle is at CBybee Virtual Solutions, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then TikTok, your handle is CBybee
VA.
VA. Okay. CBybee VA. And Bybee is B as in boy, YBEE.
Yes. Right?
Okay. Fantastic. Well, Krista, you have already shared such great information through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
My advice is to just go for it. My philosophy is done is better than perfect. I'm a big believer in learning as you go and tweaking things as needed. That's something that we do a lot in the marketing world. Mm-hmm. You're always testing and tweaking. And I feel like that can apply to, you know, many areas of business. And you don't know what works until you try it. And so you don't know that your business will succeed until you try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And it's definitely is a process to test and tweak and understand that it probably is not going to get done perfectly the first time. So just keep moving, get out there and do it. So yeah, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Krista, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, when you made that decision, hey, I want to be at home with my baby girl. I want to, you know, I don't want to be going off all day and, you know, driving through traffic and then coming back exhausted and, you know, just in time to dinner and to bed, you know, and taking that stand for yourself and your family and really leaning into your own expertise, you know, to doing this impactful work that obviously is creating a lot of impact for your, you know, for your clients in terms of they're, you know, being a social media strategist and copywriter, helping female entrepreneurs to create and execute organic social media strategies that boost their visibility and build their communities of engaged followers. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Krista Bybee through her social media platforms, Instagram and TikTok. Be sure to follow her. Her handle on Instagram is CBybee Virtual Solutions, And on TikTok, CBybeeVA. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential clients' decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Krista Bybee. And as always, here's to your success.